أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد. ما بعد فقد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم صلوات الله محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.
Subject is Shaitan. And the tools, the means, the wasail that he uses to misguide people. And it is necessary to learn about Shaitan if we want to be on Sirat-e Mustaqim. If we don't know about Shaitan, then it means we are not on Sirat-e Mustaqim. We cannot be on Sirat-e Mustaqim. Allah has made it clear in Surah Yasin that Sirat-e Mustaqim is composed of two things. One is to reject Shaitan, second is to obey Allah. You cannot be on Sirat al-Mustaqim by obeying Allah alone. You have to first reject Shaitan, you have to disobey him. You have to fight off the plots and plans of Shaitan. So, we are now discussing the qualities of Shaitan, and I mentioned one of those qualities to you, where Allah says, كَمَثَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِذْ قَالَ الْإِنْسَانِ أُكْفُرْ, that Shaitan is someone who comes and makes promises to you. He makes promises and then he breaks those promises. He doesn't fulfill those promises. This is Shaitan's path, this is Shaitan's quality. Now, just one thing I want to say regarding this before I go on to the next quality. That is, we need to now compare ourselves to Shaitan and see who is worse. Is Shaitan worse or are we worse? Right? Shaitan, when he makes a promise, who does he make a promise to? He makes a promise to us, human beings. He makes a promise to us and he breaks it. So obviously this is one of the qualities of Shaitan. But he's promising us. And Allah says to us, Alam ahad ilaykum ya bani adam. Did we not take a promise from you? So we make promise with Allah. We made a promise with Allah that we will not obey Shaitan. Every time we obey Shaitan, it means we are breaking the promise we have made to Allah. Every time that we disobey Allah, we are breaking the promise we made to Allah. We make promise to Allah and we break it. Shaitan makes promises to us and he breaks it. Now understand, who is worse now? When we disobey Allah, then we become worse than Shaitan because we made a promise with Shaitan, with Allah, that we will not obey Shaitan. This is why it is Allah wants us to realize that if you blame Him for breaking promises, first you need to look at yourself and say, are you keeping your promises that you have made with me? Right? And this is, my friends, the lesson that we can learn from this quality of Shaitan. That if we do not want to be like Shaitan, then we need to keep our promise with Allah. We made a promise with Allah that we will not obey Shaitan. And it is up to us to keep that promise. Salawat ala Muhammad. Right away, I'll go to the second quality of Shaitan. We learn one quality. It's important to know these qualities because we need to see whether we have those qualities or not. The second quality of Shaitan. You see, when Allah asked everyone to make sajda. They all did, except for Shaitan. He didn't do it. And when you look at the whole situation then, you see there is Allah who ordered the sajda. He ordered the sajda, right? And it was ordered to Adam. And Shaitan refused to do it because he was thinking that, hey, listen, I am better than Adam. Right? I will not make sajda to Adam. Okay. Allah, you know, when in explaining his situation, Shaitan says in the Quran, he says, I mean, look at Adam. He's made from mud. I'm made from fire. You honored him above me? What is that? You honored him, you made him more honorable than me? I mean, I've been worshiping for 6,000 years and this guy is a new kid on the block and you... Who's he? Who's he, you know, to be honored above that? I mean, look at this. I mean, then he says, Allah, all I ask from you is, right? All I ask from you is that لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If you give me time until the day of judgment, if you give me some time until the day of judgment, لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, I will destroy all his children. I will destroy all his children. And who are Adam's children? You and me. We are Adam's children. Shaitan is saying, Allah, give me time and I'm going to destroy all the children. Issue, my friend, is this. Right? If, you know, who told Shaitan to make sajda? Who told that? Who told Shaitan to make sajda? Allah did. Who blamed him for not making sajda? Allah did. Who kicked him out of Jannah? Allah did. Who made him mal'oon and cursed? Allah did. So if he had a problem, he should have it with Allah. I mean, if he wants to take revenge, take it against Allah. He's the one who made you do it. He's the one who kicked you out. I mean, worst come to worst, okay. If you want to take revenge, take it with Adam, even though that's wrong. Adam will say, hey, did I ask you to make sajda to me? Did I kick you out? I didn't do it, so why are you against me for? I'm trying to understand this. It is Allah who's to blame, so Shaitan should take revenge against Allah. But you see, he won't take revenge against Allah. He knows that is a futile attempt. Right, that's not going to go anywhere. Now, okay, how about Adam? He said, well, Adam is a little bit tough. You know? So, here we come. We tell Shaitan, what did we do to you? We weren't even there when the fight was going on. We're not even there when the fight was going on. You are blaming us. Why me? Why us? We weren't there. You see, my friend, understand that if Shaitan wants, he needs to take it out either on Allah or at the worst, Adam. But he's saying that, no, I will take it out on Adam's children. On the children of Adam. You see, this is the second quality of Shaitan. Shaitan, he has a problem and an issue with someone. But he takes it out on those who are innocent. You see, the second quality of Shaitan Allah is mentioning in the Quran. This is Shaitan's quality. I mean, you have a problem with Allah, take it out on him. Why on others? You have a problem with Adam, take it out, it's because of him. Okay, go and fight with him. But what did the children do to you? You see, my friend, this is the quality of Shaitan. He doesn't want to punish those who are responsible. And the reason is because he's a coward. He is not strong, he is weak. He can't fight Allah, nor can he fight other. So who are left? Helpless little us. Innocent little us, we weren't even there. We were born later. But you see, Shaitan said, I'm going to take it out on you, the children. My friends, understand this. Shaitan is someone who takes it out on those who are innocent. Those who have nothing to do with the crime. Why? Because his ideology is not justice. His ideology is revenge. You see, Allah's ideology is justice. If someone does wrong to Allah, Allah himself has made it clear that no one shall take the burden of another. If you did the crime, you will pay for it, no one else. I will catch you. But if you did the crime, Allah will not punish anyone else for it. But Shaitan's way is different. If you hurt him, then Shaitan, you will see, if he can hurt you, he'll hurt you. But if he can't hurt you, then he will go after someone else who's innocent. Just to get revenge, just to get that, his heart consoled. Shaitan's way is revenge. He wants revenge so that his heart can be at peace. You know, let me give you an example so the kids also understand this. You know, let's say, you know, you and your neighbor are at odds with each other. You know, every time you're like, for example, he does the lawn mowing, so he throws his grass on your side. And, you know, so now obviously you want to get back at him. But the only problem is that he is 6'5 and, you know, 300 pounds, and you are 5'8 and 160 pounds. You know, so obviously you don't want to take him on, you know. And so, what do? You know, so now either you can go forward and face him, hey, you can tell him, hey, listen, what are you doing? This is wrong, you know. I don't want to see your grass on my side again, or your garbage on my side. You can do that, but since he's bigger than you, you decide not to. So let's say now, if you want Shaitan's quality in you, then what we'll do is that if he has a pet dog, you know, who's walking by, you know, you don't see the owner, you know, he goes by, you know, you don't see the owner, you take the rock and hit the dog, you know. You hit the dog, yes, I got it. And the dog is, what did the dog do to you? What did the dog do to you? Did the dog do anything to you? No, you have a fight with the neighbor, go and fight him. Why the dog? This attitude, my friend, is the quality of Shaitan. This is the quality of Shaitan. You know that you have a problem with someone, go and fight him, go and argue with him. Not his children, not his pets, not someone who are innocent. If you want justice, go and deal with him, not with others. Not with those who are innocent. Understand this? My friends, you know, apply this everywhere else. You'll see this. And Allah said that, listen, Allah is mentioning this of what Shaitan said. If Allah did not mention what Shaitan said, we would never know this. We would never know this. But now that you know this quality of Shaitan, now you have to be aware. You have to be aware. Why? Because Shaitan's way is that he will have a problem with your parents, but he is going to take it out on you, the children. That's his way. So, he is Adam's enemy. It's because of Adam he was kicked out. But his animosity is with the children. Adam is our father. And Allah is letting us know, as children, make sure that you understand that your father's enemy is also your enemy. Your father's enemy is your enemy. My friends, understand this. If we go with Shaitan, then it is an insult to our father. Now I want you to understand what I'm saying. You see, all of you have fathers, alhamdulillah. Right? And let's say your father has an enemy. Someone who hates him, and your father also says, he's my enemy. He's my enemy, and he lets you know that this person is my enemy. He hates me and this and that. Now tell me, if you go to your father's enemy and are good with him, you're good with him and are talking with him on good terms with him and this and that, even though he's your father's enemy, When your father will find out, how would he feel that my own son is in cohorts with my enemy? Imagine, how would he feel? Now, if your son did that to you, if your son, you told them, listen, he's my enemy. He hates me and I hate him also. For the right reason. Right? I hate him also. But he hates me, so keep away from him. But if you see him, if you see your son go there and meet him, how would you feel? He said, what were you doing there at his party? Oh, he invited me to the party. You went there to his party, but I told you he's my enemy. I mean, you will feel that your son has broken your trust. Your son has broken your trust. My friends, understand this. If we understand this concept and this quality of shaitan, we would know that our father's enemy are our enemy also. And if Adam is our father, then to us, his enemy is our enemy also. So Allah is giving the example of shaitan and saying, just like his animosity is with Adam, we can say, hey, we have nothing to do with that. But Allah is saying, listen, you will be the children of Adam if you also are the enemies of shaitan. If you go into hurt with shaitan, then it means that you're not the children of Adam, you're not the ahl of Adam.
Subhanallah.
No, I want you to understand this, my friends. You see, there's a difference between being a child of someone and being the ahl of someone. You know, who's ahl al-bayt and who are children? They're two different things. Let me give an example so you understand this. Salawat ala Muhammad. Hazrat Nuh, his son disobeyed him. He went on his own. Nuh called out to him, the son went away, and he drowned. When he drowned, Nuh asked Allah, that Ya Allah, Rabbi, inna ibni min ahli. Said, my son is from my ahl. My son is from my ahl. Wa inna wa'adaka, and your promise is truthful. Inna wa'adaka al-haq. Because you promised me that my ahl al-bayt will be saved. This was Allah's promise to Nuh. He said, my ahl al-bayt will be saved. How is it that my son, who's from my ahl al-bayt, how is he not? I mean, what happened? Where's your promise? Allah replied back, my friends, understand this. What did Nuh ask? Inna ibni min ahli. Surely my son is from my ahl. Read the Arabic. Ibni means my son. Ahli means my ahl. My son is from my ahl al-bayt. And your promise is true. Why did you not fulfill your promise? That's the question. And Allah replied back to him. And Allah did not say, he's not your son. You know, certain Zakirin say, oh, he wasn't not his son, he was someone else's son. No. Allah never denied that he's not his son. He said, yes, he is your son. He said, innahu laysa min ahlik. He is not your ahl al-bayt though. He is your son, but he's not your ahl. He's not your ahl al-bayt. In other words, you can have children, but they don't have to be from ahl al-bayt. If you want to be from ahl al-bayt, then you cannot be enemies with your father enemy, your father's enemy. If you want to be from the ahl al-bayt of anyone, your father's house, you can be his child, physical child, but it doesn't mean you're ahl of that father. You will be ahl of that father if you regard his enemy as your enemy. If you regard his enemy as your enemy, when you regard your father's enemy as your enemy, then you will be ahl of your father. That's why if we want Adam to be our father, meaning if we want to be ahl of Adam, then we must regard his enemy as our enemy. So shaitan is Adam's enemy. So we regard him as our enemy. When we regard him as our enemy, not only are we the children of Adam, we are also the ahl of Adam. Rasul Allah had said, Ana wa Ali abawahi hadhihi al-ummah. Me and Ali are the fathers of this ummah. If you want to be the ahl of Ali, then you must also take Ali's enemies as your enemies. If you do not take Ali's enemies as your enemy and say, no, I'm alright with them, they haven't hurt me. If they haven't hurt me, I'm alright with them, then it means that you can be a Sayyid and a children of Ali, but you will never be an ahl of Ali. So in other words, it's different to be a child of someone, it's different to be an ahl of someone. And Allah is showing us who's the ahl of his father. The ahl of his father is the one who regards his father's enemies as his enemy. If Adam is our father, then Adam's enemy is Shaitan. So we must regard Shaitan as our enemy also. And the reason, my friends, is this. Shaitan had clearly said, listen, I am against all of you. I am out to destroy you. All the children of Allah. He didn't say good ones or bad ones. He didn't say only the good ones I will destroy, the bad ones I will keep. No. He said, if you are the children of Adam, I'm your enemy and I'm going to destroy you, whether you are on my side or whether you are Allah's side. Remember this, my friends. It doesn't matter whose party you're in. You can be in Allah's party or you can be in Shaitan's party. You can be in Hizbullah or Hizb-e Shaitan. It doesn't matter. Shaitan is against you. You know, you can be on Shaitan's head as much as you want, you know. You can flatter him, butter him as much as you want. He is still your enemy. And his goal is to kill you, to destroy you. That is his goal. Allah is making that clear for us. You know, just want to give an example so you know this. You know, who killed Marhab? We all know who killed Marhab. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi
salam.
Right? We know that Imam Marhab, yes. Fact of history, that's no problem. No. But when Marhab came to fight against Ali, and Ali introduced himself and saying, Ana allazi summiyat ummahu Haydar, I'm the one who my mother has named me Haydar. When he said that, so Marhab remembered what his mother had said, who had warned him not to fight someone whose name is Haydar. So he remembered that and he was walking away, like a very sharif man, just walking away. Decent man, alright man, I don't know, like you, but I'm out, you know. So he was walking away. So as he was walking away, you know, this is that. Who brought him back? Is he? Understand this. Now who's Marhab? Is he, you know, Allah's friend? Imam Shia? He's in Shaitan's party. He's in Shaitan's group. So Shaitan should also mean for him. I mean, he should recognize, hey, listen, you know, he's my party. Let me save the guy. Let me protect him. You know? He's from his party. So when Marhab was walking back, you know, so Shaitan came to him. He said, where are you going? He says, I'm going away. He says, why are you going away? Oh, my mother said not to fight someone whose name is Haydar. Now listen to this. Really, here Shaitan should have realized, listen, if he goes back there, he's going to be dead. This guy is dead meat if he fights again. So it's better that if I save him now and use him later. Anyone would think that, right? If I'm the general of an army, let me, I won't send my troops in for suicide to kill themselves. I would say that, okay, let me save them, regroup and fight later. This is Shaitan, this is his own party man. This and that. But what do you say? What do you say? He said, my mother has said not to fight someone who's Haydar. He said, how do you know this is the Haydar? There are many Haydars. He said, how do you know this is the Haydar? Many people whose name is Haydar, how do you know this is the Haydar that your mother met? He's like, oh yeah, you're right. You know? So he goes back in there. You see, they're all wrong, right? I mean, really, his argument was also right. He said there are many people whose name is Haydar. Right? Because if the name is left ambiguous and there is no specification, that yes, you will have a problem recognizing it. Just that loophole was left in his mother saying, if her mother had said, listen, you should not fight this tether, then he would have been saved. But because the mother had left it open and said, do not fight someone whose name is Heather, then that loophole was there. It could be any Heather. You see, Rasulullah knew that this would be the problem if he had said Ali. If he had just said Ali, then there would be a problem. People will say, oh, there are many Ali's. How do you know we didn't say Ali? That's why when he gave Ali to the people, he said, Man kuntu maula, fa hadha Aliyun maula. Ali ibn this, Ali ibn that, no, it's Hada, this Ali. To make sure that the Ali he is talking about is here, so everyone sees him. You see? This is to make sure that no one uses that excuse again. And that's why he said Hada. Otherwise, if you look at it in Arabic, if he had said, you know, Aliyun Mawla, it would be just fine. But Hada is used to specify, no, this is the one, no one else. So when Marhab was sent back, what happened? Marhab was killed. Understand, Marhab was killed. Shaitan is letting us know, listen, I don't care if you're on my side or you're on Allah's side. My job is to kill you, whether you please Allah or whether you please me. So if we, Shaitan, if that is his ideology, then at least we should also understand, be careful of Shaitan. Do not try to please him because he's still going to kill you. Friends, this is where you see Shaitan doesn't care if you're on this side or this side. He's going to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He's after you. You have to be careful also. You know? You know, for my kids over here, right? I'll just say something, you know, so that an example that they will understand, you know, who was Fir'aun? Okay, good. Hands down. Right? Good, you know who's Fir'aun, right? Fir'aun is a person who claimed to be God. In the time of Prophet Musa, he claimed to be God. He said, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your big God. No, I'm not the small one, I'm the big one. The head honcho. Big shark, you know, I am the one. Right, I'm up there. Right, that's me. Right, so he didn't like to be a small God, he wanted to be the big God. So that was his claim. Now Allah sent Musa to destroy that claim. And before Musa destroyed it, guess who destroyed that claim? You know, before even Musa came there, when he claimed Ana Rabbukumul A'la, you know, Shaitan came down. Shaitan heard that and said, oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me see how much of a God he is. So he came and knocked at his door. He knocked at his door and Fir'aun said, Man, who is it? Who is it? And Shaitan started laughing. He just started laughing aloud. And Fir'aun was upset. He said, who's laughing at my door? Bring him in. So he sent the guards out there. The guards brought this creature inside. And he was laughing away, you know, holding his stomach and laughing. He was all red in his face. He says, how dare you laugh? Who are you? He says, you know, I can't help it. It's too funny. He said, what's so funny? Don't you know who I am? Ana Rabbukumul A'la. I am your big God. How dare you laugh in my face? Why are you laughing? He says, how can I not laugh? You say you're God and you don't know who's at your door. He didn't let Musa come and destroy. He destroyed his God with himself. He said, at least you should know who's knocking at the door. You're saying, who is it? You should know if you're God. You know, what kind of God is this? You know, someone doesn't even know who's at the door. Right? So he destroyed his idea of being God. He destroyed him. But who's Pharaoh? Pharaoh is Shaitan's man. He's from Shaitan's group. But he's letting us know again, it doesn't matter if you're in my group or their group, I will destroy you. I will destroy you. My friends, this is the quality of Shaitan. He is problematic with someone, but he takes it on someone else. And at least those who do justice and those who take it on those who are responsible, at least they have some honor. When you take it out on someone else, then it means you have no honor. Oh, my friends, I want you to understand this. Non-Muslims might have more honor than Muslims do. In this case, you know, in the night of Hijrat, Imam Ali was sleeping on the Prophet's bed. The assassins were standing outside. They're standing outside. And when they came inside and they found that this was Ali instead of the Prophet, what did they do? What did they do? They said, oh, Ali is here. He's not here. Okay, he's here. Kill him, man. You see, but you see, they had more honor. They had honor to say that, no, our animosity is with Muhammad. We'll kill him, not him. We will kill Muhammad. We won't kill Ali. Because Ali, we don't have a problem with Ali. We have a problem with Muhammad right now. You see, the problem was with the Prophet. They were so honorable that they left Ali because they had a problem with the Prophet and they wanted to get at him. If this is the case, then they are more honorable than those people who hate Ali. Who hate Ali for what? For something that Allah and His Messenger have done. See, my friend, understand this. For something that Allah and His Messenger have done. Who gave the hukum of jihad? Allah did. Who brought the Muslims out to the war? The Prophet did. You know, so who gave the sword in Imam Ali's hand? Allah did. Zulfiqar came to Prophet to Imam Ali. Right? Everything was done by them. All Imam Ali did was use it. So if they had a problem, they should have it with Allah and the Prophet. But their animosity of Ali is showing that this is not the quality of Allah they're exhibiting. This is the quality of Shaitan that they're showing. Imam Hussein stood there on the day of Ashura. He stood there, called out to the army and said, tell me, did I harm you? Did I hurt you? What is the reason that you're fighting? Did I do wrong to you? They said, no. Did I do zulm on you? They said, no. And did I take some of your property? They said, no. Why are you fighting me then? Friends, understand this. What is Imam Hussein doing? He is letting us know and exposing who is Allah's side and what is Shaitan's side. That's what he's doing here in this speech. Then Imam Hussein, okay, why is he asking them these things? It's Imam Hujjah, but he's letting the rest of the world know who has Shaitan's quality, which side has Allah's quality. He is asking them, did I do zulm on you? They said no. Did I wrong you? I said no. Did I steal something from you? They said no. Then why are you against me? Why are you fighting me? They said, bughdan li abi, because we hate your father. Because we hate your father. So, did I do any wrong to you? If you have a problem with my father, go and fight him. Why are you taking out on me? Now Shaitan is letting everyone know. Now you know who's my party. My party is that party that has a problem with someone and they will take it out on the children and get revenge against the children. Imam Hussein had exposed through this that the side that came to oppose him, this is Shaitan's party that is taking revenge against Imam Ali on Imam Hussein. My friends, this is how Imam Hussein exposed them. This is how he exposed them. Now you all know who Shaitan's party was. This is it. They themselves are saying, this is where Shaitan's party, because our problem is with Ali and we're taking it out on the children. We're taking it on the children. This is their way of doing things. This is their way of revenge. This is their way of getting back. Now you want to see Ahlul Bayt's way, you want to see Allah's way, you want to see the Imam's way, now come and see. You know, it is the 19th of Ramadan, and the prayer is finished. Imam Ali is lying down in the Masjid of Kufa with a gash on his head of that poisonous sword. The blood is draining from his head and has drenched his beard. He is in pain. And the man who did that, Ibn Mujib, who had run away, is arrested and he's brought back in front of Imam Ali. He's brought back in front of Imam Ali. Imam Ali, you know, looks at him. Ibn Mujib is terrified. He is terrified. His hands are tightly wrapped in ropes, such that it is cutting into his flesh. Imam Ali knows that this wound of his is going to lead to his death. It is too deep and the poison is already inside of him and there's no way to get it out. He knows that this is going to lead to his death. Imam Ali, when he sees him, I want you to recognize the character of Imam. What is the character of Imam? The character that our Imams have shown to us as an example. He saw him wincing in pain. The first thing he said to the people, untie his hands. Don't you see that he's in pain? Don't you see that he's in pain? Untie his hands. You see, again, why? Because the issue in Islam is not to hurt your enemies, but to do justice with your enemies. You don't hurt them. You don't want to give them pain. You want to take justice against them. You want to do justice with them. Giving them pain is not justice. This is not the way of Allah. This is the way of Shaitan. That's why he says, untie his hands. They untied his hands. Imam Ali said, tell me, was I a bad Imam for you? Did I do wrong to you? Was I not a good leader for you? Did I harm you in any way? Did I do zulm on you in any way? Obviously, Ibn Mujib had no answer. He had no answer. Imam Ali was saying, now tell me, why did you do this? Friends, understand what is justice. Understand how to deal with enemies. Our dealing with enemies is not to take revenge. Our dealing with enemies is to do justice. This is how the Imams have taught us. We are here to do justice, not to just take a revenge and give pain. No, that is not the way. Imam Ali looked at Ibn Mujib and he saw that he had no answer. And then Imam Ali said that, listen, if I die, then the Islamic rule will be to give him one sword, one blow, just like he has given me. Whether he dies or not, that's not the issue. Just one blow, just like he has given me, that should be given, dealt with him. That should be given to him. Otherwise, if I live, then it's up to me to forgive him. Saying this, you see, Imam Ali has shown the world how to deal with enemies. And this is that Imam who is able to take revenge. He is in charge. He is the leader. The army is in his hand. But the Imam is showing that with all of that, to me, what is not, that is not important to hurt my enemies, but what is important is to do other, because that is what Allah is asking me to do. And this is why you see, when night came, you see, Imam Ali was in pain, and the pain was such that he was writhing in pain. That pain would go and bother his nerves, and his hands and feet would shake in pain, his back would come up and would go down in pain. This was the pain that he was in, that Umm Kulthum and Zainab would come there and would try to calm him and would try to massage him so that he doesn't go into any type of exhilaration. So they were there and they were crying, Father, calm down, Father. And Imam Ali was writhing in that pain. But you see, even in that pain, they said, are you alright? When he took a moment of breath, they said, are you alright? Here's some milk for you.
अजादान है मुहतरम बस ये मौला की शहादत के कुछ चंद जुमले कुछ कहूं मैं बस एक बार क्या करता हूं मौला की वसीयत का बस ये वसीयत का वाकया है और ये गम भी अहलबैत का ऐसा है देखिए गम ऐसा है कि इस गम को कितने भी बार दोहराया जाए कितने भी बार दोहराया जाए गम तो वही है कहानी वही है दास्तान वही है मगर हर बार जब ये दास्तान दोहराई जाती है तो दास्तान तो वही है मगर आंसू नहीं है ये आंसू ताजे है ये क्या मौजज़ा है इस दास्तान का देखिए ये एक अजीब बात है जो मैं कह रहा हूं आपको अब इस पे गौर करिए देखिए जब यहाँ कोई कहानी सुनाई जाती है जब कोई आप देखते हैं लोग ड्रामेटिक मूवी भी बनाते हैं ताकि लोग रुलाने के लिए उसमें चंद चीजों का इस्तेमाल होता है बाद वह सस्पेंस होता है शॉक होता है ताकि लोग शॉक होके आंसू निकले सस्पेंस होके आंसू निकले वो मेरे ड्रामेटिक तरीके से मगर जब आप एक बार वो कहानी सुनते हैं या देखते हैं आप देखते हैं कि एक बार सोए एक बार आंसू निकले दो बार निकले अब तीसरी बार तो आप जानते हैं कहानी क्या होने वाला ना वो सस्पेंस गया वो शॉक गया खत्म हो गया अब वो आंसू नहीं निकलते मगर ये क्या बात है हर साल बात वही होती है दास्तान वही दोहराई जाती है कहानी तो वही है कुछ बदलती नहीं है कोई नई चीज नहीं होती जब आप सुनते हैं कि अब्बास ने मशकीजा लेके नहरे फुरात को गए तो किसके दिमाग में है कि पानी वापस आएगा कौन सोच रहा है कि पानी वापस आएगा सबको पता है कि इसका अंजाम क्या है सबको पता है कि इसका अंजाम क्या है मगर वही कहानी जब आती है तो देखते हैं कि हर बार जब अपने कान में आती है तो नए आंसू निकलते नया जज्बा पैदा होता है तो ये क्या है मैं भाइयों बहनों अजीजाने गिरामी ये हजरत फातिमा की दुआ का नतीजा है ये मोजजा है जो अल्लाह ने एक जिंदा मोजजा अपने सामने रखा कि वही गम वही अहले बैत की मुसीबत जब भी किसी के कान और आंख में आती है तो आंसू नहीं निकलते हैं ये मोजजा नहीं तो क्या है ऐसी कौन सी दास्तान है जो 1400 साल से जिंदा है और इंसानियत को हर साल जगाती है बस ये अहले बैत का गम है खुदा आपको खुदा आप खुशकिस्मत है खुदा की लाख तारीफ करना चाहिए कि आपको अल्लाह ने इस घराने में पैदा किया और ये गम दिया ताकि ऐसे गम के आने से कोई और चीज गमगीन नहीं हो सकती जब गम अहले बैत हो तो हर गम छोटा हो जाता है ये आपका मोजज़ा है अल्लाह ने आपको ये सआदत दी है खुदा ने आपको कि आप जब रोते हैं हुसैन के लिए जब आप रोते हैं अहले बैत के लिए जब मौला के लिए आंसू बहाते हैं तो हर मुसीबत दुनिया की छोटी हो जाती है हर मुसीबत छोटी हो जाती है अब देखिए मौला के अब आखिरी वक्त कुछ वाक्य कुछ वाकयात में कहता हूं अब मौला वसीयत कर रहे हैं अपने खानदान को सब बच्चों को बुलाया है बच्चे जमा हो चुके हैं हसन है हुसैन है उम्मे कुलसुम ज़ैनब मोहम्मद हनफिया सब बच्चे वहां मौजूद है अब सबको कहते हैं अपनी वसीयत देते हैं कि बच्चों याद रखो ये मेरी सीरत याद रखो रसूल अल्लाह को याद रखो अल्लाह को अपने मद्देनजर रखो कभी ये रास्ते से हटना नहीं ये मेरी वसीयत है अब जब सबको लाते हैं तो सबको कहते हैं आओ मेरे नजदीक आओ हसन बेटे मेरे नजदीक आ जाओ बेटे हसन को लेते हैं हसन का हाथ थामते हैं और कहते हैं हुसैन को हुसैन यहाँ आओ अपना हाथ हसन के हाथ में रखो मैं हसन के हाथ में सबका हाथ देता हूँ हुसैन का हाथ हसन के हाथ में रखे ज़ैनब का हाथ हसन के हाथ में रखे उम्मे कुलसुम का हाथ मोहम्मद हनीफिया का हाथ हर एक का हाथ हसन के हाथ में थमाते हैं देखो ये इमाम है तुम्हारा मेरे पास इनकी बात सुनना इनकी इताअत वाजिब है खुदा की तरफ से वाजिब है सबका हाथ देते हैं अब क्या करें उम्मुल बनीन देखती है कि मेरा बेटा बाहर के कमरे में रो रहा है आती है नजदीक कहती है अब्बास बेटे क्या हुआ क्यों रो रहे हैं तुम तो कहता है बात छोटा बच्चा है अब्बास हजरत अब्बास कहते हैं يا فاطر السماء والارض يا مغزم يا ظلم 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 يا ظلم